はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう東京、ちぐさです。
Peter here, survival phrases number 34. As always brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Chigusa-san, welcome to survival phrases.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's just us.
Again.
Just a few people left at the company. It's just, we're a mere shell of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We usually have a bunch of people there. No one's there. But we're here getting the broadcast out to you.
Yes.
Now, where is everybody?
On Obon holiday.
Yeah. And you know what the funny thing is? Most of them won't be back all week. Funnier than that is they told us last Friday. We need some kind of system where people come in and actually tell us beforehand. Scheduling here is chaos. So we normally have three people, but today just the two of us. And it's going to be a bit of a makeshift crew for the rest of the week. So, よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
Now, we have a great, great lesson for you today. Now, this lesson has been requested over and over. And today is the day we're going to take care of. We were waiting for the ideal time, and here it is. We have lots of people on vacation, lots of people coming over for the World Basketball Championships. So, lots of tourists, and we know for a fact...that you're going to want to ask this question. Chigusa-san, what question are we talking about?
Please take our picture.
There it is. So many times, you have a great shot. But if one of you have to take it, or if you have a family, you don't want someone missing from that picture. So what we're going to do today is give you the tools to get everybody you want in that picture, plus a couple extra tools to get innocent bystanders inside your picture. So, it's a picture-taking day. Chigusa-san, let's start it off. Can you give us the first expression?
写真を撮ってくれますか?
Can you take our picture? Can you take my picture? Give it to us one more time, nice and slow, please. もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
写真を撮ってくれますか?
And one time fast.
写真を撮ってくれますか?
Now, let's get in here and dissect this sentence.First, we have the word for picture, which is?
写真
Can you break this down?
写真写真
Next, we have?
を
This is an object marker. One more time, please.
を
Followed by the verb to take in its て form.
取って
Break it down.
取って取って
And this is followed by?
くれます
The verb to give.
くれますくれます。
And finally we have
か
This is a sentence ending particle indicating a question. So when you see
か
You know it's a question. When you see かat the end of a sentence, of course. Okay, give it to us one more time.
写真を撮ってくれますか?
Can you take our picture? Now Chigusa-san, if you're on the street and you want someone to take your picture, would you start off with this phrase or would you start off with something else? If you see some guy walking by, would you just yell this out at him or you would start off with
すみません。
Excuse me. Let's just pretend you need your picture taken. There's a guy walking on the street. What would you say to him?
すみません。写真を撮ってくれますか?
Excuse me. Can you take our picture? Can you take my picture? In this sentence, you don't have to specify that you want your picture taken. When you say this sentence, and the literal translation is, can you please take a picture? But it's inferred that youAnd your party is going to be included in that picture. So you don't have to specify. We're cutting it down, making it easy for you. Now, this sentence that we just introduced to you may be a bit tough. What we're going to do is give you an easier way to ask. And if you've heard our first survival phrases, and if you listen to others, you hear us use an expression all the time that comes up in this next phrase. Chigusa-san, お願いします。
写真をお願いします。
One more time, please. Slowly, please.
写真をお願いします。
Now, the first part of this phrase is same as the previous one.
写真を
This is followed by an extremely useful expression.
お願いします。
Meaning please. Picture please is a literal translation. But it's obvious that you want your picture and everybody in your party taken. So again, you don't have to specify. It's inferred. You can get away just with this. Now, same situation. If you see somebody walking down the street, you want to start with
すみません.
Followed by
写真をお願いします.
This gets exactly what you want to say across. So now you have the tools to get someone to take your picture. Again, really, really useful. So now you were able to get the person to take your picture. You got the picture. Now what you want to do, I know it sounds ungrateful, but come on, it's your trip. You're in Japan. You want to make sure that picture is perfect. And you don't want to let them get away unless they get a perfect picture. Is that wrong, Chikusa-san?
That's totally right.
Thank you. So after you get the picture, after you get your camera back, you'll probably look at the camera and the person will ask you a question. What's the question that's most likely to come?
大丈夫ですか?
Is it all right? Meaning, is the picture okay? One more time, please.
大丈夫ですか?
Now, if you like the picture and you're happy, you can just say,
はい、ありがとうございます.
Yes, thank you. But if it's not, what expression can we use?
もう一枚お願いします.
Perfect. Now, you'll notice that the latter part is our good old standby.
お願いします.
Just the first part changes. What do we have for the first part?
もう一枚.
One more. Another one. Can you give us the whole expression nice and slow?
もう一枚お願いします.
The first word in there is?
もう.
Another.
もう. う. もう.
Next we have?
一.
One.
一. 一.
Next?
枚.
This is the counter for thin, flat things.
ま. い. 枚.
And this is followed by?
お願いします.
So give us a whole expression.
もう一枚お願いします.
Okay. Also, not only if the picture's not okay, you can use this just to ask to take another picture. Maybe you want two or three. So now you're well on your way. You have a picture. Now you have two maybe. But now you're walking along the street and you see a person in an amazing costume and you want to take their picture. Chigusa-san, can we use the expressions you gave us before to ask to take someone's picture?
Not quite.
What expression are we going to use? Now, what we're going to ask here is, may I take your picture?
あなたの写真を撮ってもいいですか?
One more time, slowly please.
あなたの写真を撮ってもいいですか?
May I take your picture?
But Peter, you can actually omit the first あなたの and say 写真を撮ってもいいですか?
That makes it really similar to the first expression that you taught us today, which is
写真を撮ってくれますか?
Now, what's the same in this?
写真を撮って.
Up to there, it's exactly the same. Now, what changes?
もいいですか?
That's it. Give us the expression one more time.
写真を撮ってもいいですか?
Now, the word for picture is the same.
写真.
The object marker is the same.
を.
The verb in its te form is the same.
撮って.
Now, what we do is we add on
も.
Short vowel, just a short one syllable.
も.
Now, what this does grammatically is well beyond the scope of today's lesson. You just need to know that we put on
も.
This is followed by
いいですか?
What's the word in there? First word in there.
いい.
Good. So, to this point we have, is it good? Is it good to take a picture? That's the literal translation. And when we interpret it, it comes out to, may I take a picture? So, that's the sentence up until there. Then finally, to make it polite, on the end we add
ですか?
First thing in there is the copula.
This.
Followed by
か.
And we introduced this previously. The ka particle indicates that this is a question. So now you have the ability to ask if it's okay to take a picture. So if you see someone in a great outfit, if you see someone whose picture you want to take, now you can just ask. And it's always polite to ask. I mean, you can just snap it. But it's probably better off you do it this way. Now for our final phrase today. You're out and about. You're having a great time. You meet a really funny person. You meet a really interesting person. Or, same situation. You see someone in a great costume and you want a picture together. Chigusa-san, help us out here. How can we ask, may I take a picture together? Or, if it's more than one person, may we take a picture together?
一緒に写真を撮ってもいいですか?
One more time, slowly please. もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
一緒に写真を撮ってもいいですか?
And one time fast.
一緒に写真を撮ってもいいですか?
Now there's a lot in that sentence similar to the previous one. What's the same?
写真を撮ってもいいですか?
What changes?
You just add 一緒に in the front.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, let's break this down.
一緒に
Together.
一緒に一緒に
We just add this to the sentence. There it is. May I take a picture together? For the grand finale, Chigusa-san, can we get you to say all the expressions we learned today?
Sure.
All right. お願いします。
写真を撮ってくれますか?
Can you take our picture? Can you take my picture?
写真をお願いします。
Picture, please.
もう一枚お願いします。
One more, please. One more picture, please.
写真を撮ってもいいですか?
May I take your picture or may I take a picture? So you can use this if you want to know if it's okay to take a picture in a place, too. Say you walk into a temple or another place, you're not sure if you're allowed to take a picture here, you can ask someone,
写真を撮ってもいいですか?
And it has the same meaning, may I take a picture. It doesn't mean, may I take your picture. If you want just that person's picture,
あなたの写真を撮ってもいいですか?
But usually, if it's just a regular street and someone's dressed up and you're asking them,
写真を撮ってもいいですか?
It's pretty apparent you want to take their picture, so you can omit your. And finally we have,
一緒に写真を撮ってもいいですか?
May I take a picture together? May we take a picture together? All right. That's going to do for today. We just want to remind you to stop by JapanesePod101.com inside the PDF, write up on what we went over today. Inside the Learning Center, you can hear these things over and over again. So stop by, say hi. Again, thank you everybody for all the votes, everything you did for us. We really appreciate it. Stop by, say hi, and leave us a post.
またね!